USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. That game slated for just after 10 o'clock Eastern time from Qatar. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a son at work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.